Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we talked about multifamily financing options and how to match your financing to your business plan. Today, we're diving into hold periods, one of the most important strategic decisions you'll make on any multifamily investment. Your hold period determines your business plan, financing structure, return profile, and exit strategy. The right hold period aligns with your value creation opportunity, market conditions, and investor expectations. Today, I'm going to share what we've learned about different hold period strategies and how to determine the optimal hold period for different deal types. Hold period refers to how long you plan to own a property before selling. Common hold periods for multifamily investments are 3 years, 5 years, and 7 years, though some operators hold properties longer or shorter depending on their strategy. Your hold period influences every aspect of your investment strategy. A shorter hold period, 3 years, typically requires an aggressive value-add business plan with quick execution. You need to create significant value quickly to generate attractive returns. A longer hold period, 7 years or more, allows for more gradual value creation, greater cash flow accumulation, and the ability to ride out market cycles. Let's start with 3-year hold periods. A 3-year hold period is a short-term value-add strategy. The goal is to acquire a property with operational or physical issues, execute improvements quickly, stabilize the property, and sell at a higher valuation. 3-year strategies are best suited for properties with significant value-add opportunities, strong market fundamentals that support rapid rent growth, and clear execution plans that can be completed quickly. The advantages of 3-year hold periods include faster return of capital to investors, ability to capitalize on strong market conditions, and higher IRR potential if you execute successfully. IRR, internal rate of return, is time-weighted. Shorter hold periods generate higher IRRs if you create significant value quickly. The disadvantages of 3-year hold periods include execution risk, market timing risk, higher transaction costs, and limited cash flow accumulation. 3-year strategies require strong execution discipline and contingency planning. Delays in renovations, lease up, or stabilization may impact your ability to refinance or sell on schedule. You're also more exposed to market timing risk. If market conditions deteriorate during your hold period, you may not be able to sell at your target valuation. Transaction costs, acquisition costs, and disposition costs are higher as a percentage of total returns on shorter hold periods, and you accumulate less cash flow over a 3-year hold period, which means more of your return comes from appreciation and less from distributions. We've executed 3-year strategies on properties with clear value-add opportunities and strong market fundamentals. But we underwrite conservatively and ensure we have contingency plans if we need to extend the hold period. Now let's talk about 5-year hold periods. A 5-year hold period is one of the most common strategies in multifamily syndication. It provides a balance between value creation, cash flow accumulation, and return of capital. 5-year strategies are best suited for moderate value-add properties, markets with steady rent growth, and investors seeking a balance of cash flow and appreciation. The advantages of five-year hold periods include balanced risk and return, meaningful cash flow accumulation, time to execute value-add business plans without rushing, and flexibility to adjust to market conditions. 5 years provides enough time to execute renovations, stabilize operations, and ride out short-term market volatility. You also accumulate meaningful cash flow over 5 years, which provides downside protection and improves total returns. The disadvantages of five-year hold periods include lower IRR than shorter hold periods if you create value quickly, longer time to return capital to investors, and exposure to market cycles. 5 years is long enough that you may experience market cycles, economic downturns, interest rate changes, or supply increases that impact your exit timing and valuation. We use five-year hold periods for most of our value-add acquisitions. 5 years provides enough time to execute our business plans, stabilize operations, and generate attractive risk-adjusted returns. Now let's talk about 7-year hold periods and longer. A 7-year hold period is a longer-term strategy focused on cash flow accumulation and gradual value creation. Some operators hold properties 10 years or longer. 7-year and longer strategies are best suited for stabilized properties with limited value-add opportunities, investors prioritizing cash flow over quick appreciation, and operators seeking to ride out market cycles. The advantages of 7-year and longer hold periods include significant cash flow accumulation, reduced market timing risk, lower transaction costs as a percentage of returns, and ability to ride out market cycles. Over 7 years, you accumulate substantial cash flow, which can represent a large portion of total investor returns. This provides downside protection and reduces reliance on appreciation. You're also less exposed to market timing risk. If market conditions are unfavorable in year 5 or 6, you can hold longer and wait for better exit conditions. Transaction costs are lower as a percentage of total returns on longer hold periods because you're spreading acquisition and disposition costs over more years of cash flow. The disadvantages of 7-year and longer hold periods include lower IRR, longer time to return capital to investors, and potential misalignment with investor liquidity preferences. Longer hold periods generate lower IRRs because returns are spread over more years. However, total cash-on-cash returns and equity multiples may be higher. Some investors prefer shorter hold periods and faster return of capital. Longer hold periods may not align with their investment objectives. We occasionally use 7-year hold periods for stabilized acquisitions where we're focused on cash flow and gradual value creation rather than aggressive value add. So how do you determine the optimal hold period for a specific deal? The optimal hold period depends on several factors: the value creation opportunity, market conditions, financing structure, investor expectations, and your operational capabilities. Properties with significant value add opportunities, major renovations, operational improvements, or lease-up are best suited for shorter hold periods. You want to create value quickly and exit at a higher valuation. Properties with limited value-add opportunities, stabilized properties with strong occupancy and market rents, are best suited for longer hold periods. You're focused on cash flow accumulation rather than rapid appreciation. Market conditions also influence hold period decisions. In strong markets with rapid rent growth and high buyer demand, shorter hold periods may be optimal. You can create value quickly and exit at attractive valuations. In weaker markets or uncertain environments, longer hold periods may be more appropriate. You want time to ride out volatility and wait for better exit conditions. Your financing structure also influences your hold period. Bridge loans with 2-year to 3-year terms typically require refinance or disposition within shorter timelines. You need to stabilize the property and either sell or refinance before the loan matures. Agency debt with 5-year to 10-year terms provides flexibility for longer hold periods. However, prepayment penalties may influence your exit timing. Investor expectations are another important consideration. Some investors prefer shorter hold periods and faster return of capital. Others prefer longer hold periods with greater cash flow accumulation. You need to align your hold period with your investor base and their expectations. Your operational capabilities also matter. Aggressive value-add business plans with short hold periods require strong execution capabilities, experienced teams, and efficient processes. If you're less experienced or operating in unfamiliar markets, longer hold periods provide more margin for error and time to learn. It's also important to build flexibility into your hold period. We typically underwrite to a 5-year hold period, but structure our investments to allow for earlier or later exits depending on market conditions and execution. If we execute ahead of schedule and market conditions are favorable, we may exit in year 3 or 4. If we encounter delays or market conditions deteriorate, we may extend to year 6 or 7. This flexibility is valuable because market conditions and execution timelines are difficult to predict with precision. Let me share some common mistakes investors make with hold periods. First, choosing hold periods based on what's common rather than what's optimal for the specific deal. Every deal is different. Match your hold period to the opportunity. Second, being too aggressive on short hold periods without adequate contingency planning. Execution delays and market changes happen. Build in flexibility. Third, not aligning hold periods with financing structure. Make sure your financing term supports your hold period or plan for refinancing. Fourth, not communicating hold period expectations clearly to investors. Investors need to understand your strategy and timeline. Fifth, being inflexible on exit timing. Market conditions change. Be willing to adjust your hold period based on market conditions and execution. Sixth, focusing exclusively on IRR without considering cash flow and total returns. IRR is time-weighted and favors shorter hold periods, but longer hold periods may generate higher total cash-on-cash returns. Our approach to hold periods is strategic and flexible. We typically underwrite to 5-year hold periods for value-add acquisitions. This provides a balance of value creation, cash flow accumulation, and return of capital. We match our hold period to the value creation opportunity and align our financing structure accordingly. We communicate clearly with investors and build flexibility into our strategy to adjust based on execution and market conditions. Let me close with this. Hold period is one of the most important strategic decisions you'll make on any multifamily investment. Match your hold period to the value creation opportunity. Consider market conditions, financing structure, investor expectations, and your operational capabilities. Build flexibility into your strategy. Market conditions and execution timelines are difficult to predict. Be willing to adjust based on actual performance. Communicate clearly with investors about your hold period expectations and provide regular updates. And remember that IRR isn't everything. Longer hold periods may generate lower IRRs, but higher total cash-on-cash returns and equity multiples. Tomorrow, we're talking about exit strategies and preparing for sale. This is our transition episode into June, where we'll shift focus to mid-year tax planning. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.